On May 21, 2026, Guinea's transitional president, General Mamadi Doumbouya, signed a decree establishing a new Redevance de Conformité Numérique, RCN, or digital compliance fee, targeting foreign digital services consumed on Guinean territory. The measure makes Guinea one of a growing number of African nations to introduce dedicated taxation frameworks for the digital economy, joining Kenya, Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa, and Cameroon in taxing cross-border digital services. This article will review the scope of the new levy, the institutional framework created to support it, the applicable rates and tax base, exemptions, compliance obligations for foreign providers, and the enforcement mechanisms that back it up. Scope of the digital compliance fee. The RCN applies to foreign digital services consumed in Guinea. The decree defines a broad range of in-scope services, including audio and video streaming platforms, online gaming and interactive content, cloud computing services, software as a service, SaaS, online advertising, e-commerce platforms and online marketplaces, application distribution platforms, digital book and music distribution services, online reservation platforms. A digital service is considered to be consumed in Guinea when at least one of several localization indicators is present, such as the user's IP address, billing address, or the country code of the SIM card used. Applicable rates and tax base. The RCN is structured around a tiered rate system, though the decree introduces a uniform transitional rate during the initial implementation period. Transitional rate, year one. During the first 12 months following the decree's entry into force, a flat rate of 3% applies to all categories of in-scope services. This uniform rate is designed to provide businesses with a predictable starting point as the full regulatory framework is deployed. Long-term rate structure. After the transitional period, a differentiated rate grid will apply, ranging from 1.5% to 7%, depending on the category of service. This rate structure will be determined by the National Regulatory Council of the Autorité de Régulation des Postes et Télécommunications, ARPT, and must be reviewed at least every 2 years. Tax base. The taxable base is the total amount received by the foreign provider from Guinean users, excluding the RCN itself. Where revenue is denominated in foreign currency, conversion to Guinean francs, GNF, must be carried out using the monthly average exchange rate published by the Banque Centrale de la République de Guinée, BCRG. Exemptions. The decree carves out several categories of services that are not subject to the RCN. Services of an exclusively educational, cultural, or scientific nature, provided free of charge. Nonprofit services offered by international organizations. Foreign service providers whose annual revenue from Guinea falls below 250 million Guinean francs, approximately $28,000 at current exchange rates. These exclusions are intended to protect smaller operators and public interest providers while ensuring that large commercial platforms bear the primary tax burden. Institutional framework, PARN and FSN. To operationalize the RCN, the decree establishes two new institutions, Plateforme d'analyse et de régulation numérique, PARN. The PARN is the designated digital platform through which foreign providers will register, declare, and remit the RCN. It will serve as the primary administrative interface between the Guinean tax and regulatory authorities and foreign digital service providers. Fonds de Souveraineté Numérique, FSN. Revenue collected through the RCN will be channeled into the FSN, a dedicated fund intended to finance the development of Guinea's domestic digital infrastructure and support the country's broader digital sovereignty agenda. Compliance obligations for foreign providers. Foreign digital service providers subject to the RCN must comply with several registration and reporting requirements. Designate a local representative in Guinea within 90 days of the decree's entry into force. This representative will be responsible for receiving official notifications, signing declarations, and making tax payments on behalf of the provider. Register with the ARPT through the PARN platform once it becomes operational. File periodic declarations and remit the RCN in accordance with the schedule established by the decree. Convert foreign currency revenues into Guinean francs at the BCRG's published monthly average rate for the tax base calculation. A 6-month transitional period has been built into the decree before the full fiscal and collection mechanisms take effect. This window is intended to allow the PARN platform to be deployed, financial agreements with banking institutions to be finalized, and the definitive rate schedules to be officially published. Penalties and enforcement. The decree introduces a graduated enforcement regime for non-compliant providers. Financial penalties of up to twice the amount of unpaid tax. Late payment surcharges on overdue amounts. In cases of repeated non-compliance, a technical restriction on access to the provider's services within Guinea for a renewable period of up to 6 months. The inclusion of service access restrictions as an enforcement tool signals that Guinea intends the RCN to have real teeth, going beyond traditional financial penalties to include the possibility of blocking non-compliant platforms. Key takeaways. Guinea's digital compliance fee represents another important development in Africa's evolving approach to taxing the digital economy. Non-resident providers of digital services into Guinea should consider the following. A transitional 3% digital compliance fee applies from the effective date of the decree and covers a broad range of digital services, including streaming, cloud computing, online advertising, and e-commerce. Although collection mechanisms will be implemented during a 6-month transition period, affected businesses should begin assessing their obligations immediately. In particular, the requirement to appoint a local representative and register within 90 days of the decree's entry into force may require early action. The permanent rate structure, ranging from 1.5% to 7%, will vary depending on the category of digital service supplied. Additional guidance is expected regarding the application of these rates. Businesses generating less than 250 million Guinean francs annually from digital services supplied in Guinea are exempt from the regime. The framework includes enforcement measures for non-compliance, including the possibility of service restrictions. Businesses should therefore prioritize registration and ongoing compliance monitoring. Guinea's approach is notable because it combines a dedicated digital compliance charge, a centralized collection platform, and a digital sovereignty fund. As more African jurisdictions explore new ways of taxing digital activities, the regime may provide useful insights into the future direction of digital taxation across the continent.